The morning blend's not over yet. There's time for a second cup with David and Brenda.
Oh, I have been so excited for this second cup. We have been saving the very best for last. We have had special guests in studio all day. Something I've been trying to do for 3 years since I started working here at Mater Dei Radio. Because of the special event we have tonight, our daughter, our senior, graduating from high school. Congratulations to her. It's going to be a rainy event, I think.
Oh, it'll be beautiful.
But my folks, all the way from Escondido, California, have come up
That's awesome.
The visit. So they came in this morning and have been kind of hiding, lurking, we'll say, in the studio here watching and, you know, seeing all of the things I do. They're so impressed with me.
Yeah, you are incredible. That's right.
And actually, to be honest, I've been telling you a little bit about this. My dad is very excited to meet you, David, because my dad loves sports.
Yeah.
Like you. He says he listens to your sports every day.
I appreciate that.
He loves it. He gets all of the best information about Oregon sports, just what he needs in Southern California.
That's so right.
My folks are joining us today. And so my dad, I'm getting him on the air with me today. So Dad, say good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. So
that's great.
See, he just does everything I ask.
He's a natural.
So my mom and dad, Dad, tell us how many years. So in September is going to be your anniversary. How many years have you and mom been married?
It will be 57 years.
57.
That's incredible.
I mean, the longevity. I come from a family of longevity. So, and my dad and I, he's full of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Always willing to pass it out to whoever needs to have some wise information from him. So you have some, so 57 years. I want to be married 57 years. I'm not there yet. 32.
I thought it was 33.
No, 32 years.
32, okay.
Is it 30? Now you're going to make me guess. No, it's 33 years. As it's not. It's 32 years.
It's 32.
So, Dad, for me and David, and you know, the funny thing is my co-host, David, was married the same year as Scott and I were. So we both have the same number of years. He and his wife, Beverly, raising two daughters. And, you know, Scott and I have four. You've raised three children. All right, I'm the youngest in the family.
Oh, you okay?
No
nice.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So, what in order to have a long and happy marriage, 57 years, what does it take?
Well, there's three things that I tell people that I do in my marriage, and the first is you have to have very good communications.
Absolutely, okay. Right. Got to be willing to talk.
You have to talk everything out and make sure that you communicate. And the second thing of the three, the second thing is that the man is the head of the house and makes all the big decisions. You buy houses, you buy cars, and you make those decisions. And then the third one is I just do as I'm told. So therefore, that would be a successful 57-year marriage.
So, David, did you catch all those?
Yeah, I like the dichotomy of making the big decisions, but do as I'm told. So it's that I see how those work together so very well.
Isn't it? And it works.
Yeah.
And it works. Now, people also need to remember, so the household that I grew up in, my father, on that side of the family, his father is a Czechoslovakian. That's his background.
Right.
His mother is Italian.
Yeah.
Okay, but my father, I think maybe tends to pick up more Italian traits.
Okay.
We'll say. Now, my mother, who's also in the studio, but she's just watching us, is Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Right.
So I'm Italian and Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
Passion.
Yes.
There was passion in our house, and I think maybe that there was never an emotion that was not fully expressed at the moment it happened.
I can see that.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's the way we lived.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dad, I have another question, just so everybody, you know, especially David, can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Three children you raised.
That's correct.
Two sons.
Right.
And then me.
Right.
Who was the easiest to raise?
Well, as I think back on that, it had to be you because you were the only girl.
Yeah.
And, of course, boys have a tendency to not listen.
Right. They're not following rule number three of a happy marriage.
Exactly. Do as they're told. But so therefore, you were a great listener, and you did most of the things that you were told.
I did most of
the things. That's just like here.
I do most. Yeah, probably not even most of the things. It's about a 50-50 chance here at the studio that I'm doing all that I'm told to do. I was a good communicator even at a young age.
Right. Yeah.
And my dad always kind of would talk about how I could talk a lot.
You did. You always talked a lot. But you made more sense than the boys did. because of that. Yeah, because of being the youngest and of the family.
So I got a question, because we were talking about yesterday, I think it was, going on family trips in the car. So did you guys as a big family ever make that big family road trip where you piled in the car and took the drive?
I would think so. I'm trying to think of
how many times did we drive
go
to
back
South Carolina?
My hometown is Columbia,
oh,
South
yeah.
Carolina.
Right.
So we've made that trip all the way across, a two or three day trip across, with, and they were all young, of course. And of course, you had to reach around the back of the car there a couple of times in the back with the boys. But we did, yeah, and. Just to go back to see grandma and grandpa
That's a long trip.
Oh yeah. Like I say, 3 days.
Yeah.
So the only problem with those trips, Dad, do you remember how often did I get car sick?
Well, yeah, that was your problem. You didn't like that. And we would stop from time to time, or Brenda, stick your head out the window there.
See, back then when we would travel across the country, nobody had seatbelts on.
They were
in the cars, but none of us had them
or
on.
Air conditioning.
Yeah. So that was, we've made those trips.
Yeah, we had air conditioning.
Did we?
Yeah, okay. Well, there
but
you
we
go.
Went across the desert, of course, at least one night or in one day. So, yeah, those trips were memorable.
That's fun. Yeah, I love hearing that.
So, David, I'm just really grateful that my folks have made the trip. And what's wonderful, and I hope that, as our children get older, David, your daughters are older now, that the relationship I have with my folks, to be able to be an adult and have just wonderful times and memories with my folks, it's a gift.
It is.
It's a gift from God.
Blessing.
And most definitely the biggest gift my parents have given me, the one I am most grateful for, that is my faith.
Nice.
They have passed that on.
Beautiful.
So anyways, I hope you enjoyed meeting my family on today's Second Cup.